Welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home has been ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Every week on Heartline, your host is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
It is always just a delight. I look forward to this every Tuesday, pretty much every Tuesday, to come in and sit down with my good friend, Jerry Brenneman, and a new friend today, Laura, as we find out about what's going on in Laura's life and what the Lord's doing here through the ministry of Evangel Home. But Jerry, it looks like a transitional day for Laura, possibly. So take a moment to introduce us to Laura and talk about that transition a little bit. Then we're going to hear her story.
Okay, and it's really good because it'll be a process, Jim. Laura has been in the crisis home several weeks, and as many of our friends know, the crisis home is for women in crisis, and they come here in all from all walks of life in all kinds of crisis. And some of them, this is long enough to be here for a month, and then they're on their way to do something else, and often, unfortunately, to go back to the lifestyle that they're trying to change. But change is hard. Then along comes someone like Laura, who knows change is hard, but she's willing to face it and ask the questions, I think, about, am I doing everything right? Am I doing everything that's really the right thing for my life? And I think that's where she is, because she's got this little folder today with some information about Crossroads. And I know that Laura and I talked briefly yesterday because I asked her her plan. I watch Laura around here, her attitude. She's a good mom with a very funny five-year-old boy. He's the one who wouldn't let me out of my office last week unless I showed him my ticket. So all day, every time I left, he was out there. May I see your ticket? But she has decided to apply for Crossroads. Mm. And, you know, that says a huge amount about Laura, because she's somebody who is willing to learn a better way. It doesn't always work, Jim, but for somebody in her position to say, okay, I think I am ready, that's a huge step that not everybody makes. Yeah. So she's to be congratulated even on making that step.
Yeah, and we see that from time to time, and it's always heartwarming. I mean, it is a compelling issue to find out what the thought process is that a woman would come from a very difficult situation and realize that's run its course.
Yeah.
Let's move on to something else.
Well, trust me, she has got one bright child, and I will be, she's going to have her hands full just keeping him on the right track so that he really can live up to his little potential.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm sure she has thought about that more than once, but...
Well, Laura, you came in, you brought your folder, and I thought, oh, my, this lady's organized. She's going
to
be taking notes and be giving a speech and take over my job here. I come in with totally unprepared with that note one. Yeah, my cup of coffee and a microphone. Well, Laura, as Jerry said before we opened the mic, I usually start by asking something about or mentioning that women who come here to the crisis shelter don't come because they've hit the glass ceiling in corporate America. Their life is askew for one reason or another. Well, first of all, how long have you been here at Evangel Home?
For about 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks. And so 6 weeks ago, what was your life?
Not good at all. I was homeless.
Yeah. What's the background? Have you had a home? How long have you been homeless? What's been going on up to this point?
I just lost my home because of a bad choice that I'd done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm homeless for about a month, jumping from place to place.
Frequently, the ladies who come in here have some kind of abuse history. Do you have a substance abuse background?
I used to.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been clean?
Going in almost a month.
Almost a month. May we know what your choice was?
Methamphetamine.
Well, that's a dangerous one. So
yeah, that's a rough one. How long was that part of your life?
About 5 years.
What got you started? Why methamphetamines, if not before that? Today I'm going to try this. What was that process?
That's what's in the street right now, most of it. That's the most common drug used right now that I know of.
Were you with a gang or just running with a bad crowd? Mm-hmm. Or
bad crowds.
Yeah.
Yes.
And is that,
Jim, I need to say something for Laura right now, because I'm thinking, I don't know if people understand the courage it takes to answer the questions the way she is, especially when she's just applying for our program. And Laura, I just need to assure you that nothing you say here today is new to us. Maybe it's new as far as you, but we've heard it before. Our friends listening have heard it before, so there's nothing you have to worry about. And these are the sort of things that we will be digging into as you apply for Next Door, just to make sure that we can help. So I don't want you to think that, uh-oh, if I say this, there goes my chance to get Next Door. So just assure you of that right now, live and on the air.
Yeah, you it's obviously a lifestyle you're not proud of.
I'm not at all.
Yeah. How were you raised? What was your family like?
They're good people. Most of them are clean.
And at what point did you start making poor choices?
Hanging around with the bad crowd.
In school?
Just running the streets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been married?
Never.
Have you been in the workplace?
Yes.
What kind of work?
Caregiver for in-home supportive services.
Do you like that?
I love it.
Would you like to go back to that someday?
Yes.
This is just sort of fun. I don't think, again, I've seen the microphone move quite this fast between people. And I know there's a couple things you can get Laura started talking about. What would you want to talk about, Laura? If you could say something to people, what would you want to say?
Start running the streets and make an improvement in life. Be out there, it's not a good thing.
That's one of the messages we like to get out, is that women who have, we hope that someone tunes in the radio and they are where you were and maybe looking for an options, or think that there aren't options, and you're saying there is an option.
There is. Evangel Home.
Yeah. How did you choose Evangel Home?
Just by reading it, and I don't know, it was always in my mind.
Do you remember where you heard about Evangel Home first?
Through charities. They have like a book there that I got, so you got his name there.
So, what, you just gave Evangel Home a call to ask if they had a bed?
Yes.
And was a bed available right away?
No. It took me probably about a month. Really? And when there was a bed available, I was in Sacramento. And then I decided I was going to come back. And I did, and there was something available.
One of the questions I like to ask, Laura, it's normally not the case that when you walk in the door, this is what you were expecting. So what did you think? You walked in the door, you looked around, and you thought,
this is where I belong.
Were you expecting something a little different?
I didn't know what to expect, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Frequently, women have been in other programs, and they expect something a little more industrial or something, and then they come here and find it's a home.
Right.
What about the staff? Have they treated you well?
Yes, they did. Great.
You got her now.
Yeah, they did.
Now, that question you have to answer right, or you won't be accepted. I'm just kidding you, of course.
You know, I want to talk a little bit, because this is a big day for her son. Can you talk a little bit about that, Laura?
Yes.
Her son is now in school. This was his first day of school, so, or was it?
No, they send him back, and he starts tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yes.
So, talk about that.
Okay. It's a good feeling. It was a good feeling for him, and he got kind of upset because he was not going to start school today, but I told him, yes, you're going to start school, but that's tomorrow. But we go back to Evangel Home. There's a daycare that you could go to, and he accepted that.
He was so excited yesterday when I left. He kept saying, I'm going to take a nap. And when I take a nap, and then when the sun comes up again, then I'll go to school. So that's how he was measuring the days in terms of long naps. But, yeah, he does need to be in school because he is very bright. And with the lifestyle that Laura has had, chances are he's been bouncing around too. And he's the kind of child that's – any child in that situation, Jim, is not good. Some of them, I think, are going to react quicker and more, I want another word besides vibrant, more excitedly, just the way he is. I think he's the kind of kid who's going to feel every rock in the road. He's gonna be there for every turn that mama makes, and it's going to whip him around. in a way that it might not every kid. I don't think he's just going to adjust to everything. He's so, I don't know, Laura, help me out. He's just such a, he's not hyper. He's a passionate kid, and you don't use that word for a 5 or 6 year old, but he's a deep little boy, and you just know he's going to feel everything.
He knows already what he wants to be when he grows up.
Oh, really? Yes, what's that?
A cop.
Oh, that's why I get the tickets when I walk out of my office. I thought it was my bus ticket. It's my breaking the law ticket.
Where do you think that came from?
Probably we're watching TV.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are his favorite shows?
Well,
are they cop shows?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Well, Jerry, what's Laura going to see now in the process as she begins investigating the Crossroads program?
Well, at some point she will be going to classes to make sure that the classes we offer are the classes that she really thinks will help her. And at one point, Jim, it's kind of this morning on the radio is just the very, very, very beginning. Because I know that Laura, because of her background, she's not used to just talking about it. But part of the process that she goes, now we have another 3 weeks or so with her, 2 or 3 weeks, will be to uncover those things, to really dig deep. Today on our show, we're able to do some yes and no and maybe kinds of things. But as she gets more connected here, we will be more involved in her life. And there's going to become times where she's mad at us. She's going to want to hit us. She's going to cry. And we're just going to say,
we love you.
Yes, we love you. Take a deep breath. Here's the Kleenex. Now, come on. It's because she's got to know that we have to know how we can help her. And one of the things I say to the women that I know must shock them is when I ask them sometimes, why do you want to go next door? And they say to get closer to God. And I always say, okay, tell me why you want to go next door, but leave God out of it.
Yeah.
Now, if they can't tell, and see, you're getting a good clue now, Laura. If they can't tell me, then I think they're probably faking it. Because if you want to get closer to God, go to church.
Yeah.
You don't have to come here and get in a program. So that's always kind of an interesting little dynamic. And many women can't say, and then they move on. So, Laura, I just gave you a sneak preview. Take advantage of it.
Laura, we just pray God's best for you, and we're excited that you're considering anyway or in the process of making changes that will change your life for the better. I read a post on Facebook today, living a life without goals is like running a race without a finish line.
And you get tired.
Yeah, and you get exhausted, and you know, live with that. Get yourself some godly goals. Friends, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us this morning. Jerry, thank you. Laura, it's a pleasure to meet you. I look forward to your graduation one day. We'll have you back in here and hear the whole story. My listening friends, thank you for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And the Evangel Home of Fresno can be found 24/7 on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. We'll chat with you next time.